Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet. Welcome to another Tadpog podcast. It's a show that happens twice a week where two old guys and one lady on the other side of her 20s talk about old games.
That makes it sound like she's older than she is. I wouldn't say she's on her other side of her 20s, because that means she's either in her 10s or in her 30s.
Yeah, it's true.
Which she's neither of those things, right?
But she's, if you were to round her age, it would now go up to 30.
Okay. Is that true? It's, you can lie if you want.
I would say that you wouldn't round it because it's a whole number. So
if you want to run to the nearest 10s. It's a thing you do sometimes. No. If an elementary school learning his tens were to ask to round your age to the nearest set of tens, it would be 30.
Thanks for that.
Says the person who is older than you.
Hey, I'm older by an incredibly wide margin. So I'm like the old to the point where like I'll mention something and you'll look at me like, the fuck are you talking about? What the Fraggle Rock?
Hey, no, I know Fraggle Rock.
Friends, what is that?
Seinfeld.
Oh, that Hulu show? No, I've never seen it.
It's because it comes out June 24th.
That's true. I already said talk about old games. That's Nicole, by the way.
Hey, Nicole.
Hi.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Compared to us, she's still rather young.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's why I hang out with you guys. So I'll always be the youngest.
I mean, you're really shitty people to hang out with.
I can't say it all be, but I don't know any older people. And I don't want to like do a whole thing. It's like you're just easy because you're Josh's friends.
That would be weird to like, that's a weird set of circumstances where you try to find friends, right? Like, how do you like specifically meet older friends and not look creepy?
Yeah. Or like not like significant, like just... Friends are just like a little older. Like if you want friends like a lot older, just start going to church. But yeah. like just like a little older.
I would argue that I'm more than a little older than Nicole. I'm in that magic range of like I'm on the cusp of really older than Nicole.
So you're on the cusp of it being weird for us to hang out together?
No, fuck no. No. No, I'm totally immature for my age. I'll totally hang out with someone younger than you. Watch me.
Yep. That's why whenever John Turley is over, Nicole doesn't speak because she thinks that's he's too old to be friends, and she won't say anything. Like you, Jacob and Miller, that's the cutoff.
God, I barely made it. John's not that much older than I am.
Well, today it's Original Flavor Wednesday, so we are playing through Dorkly's top 25 SNES games.
You got it. We don't have to play what game we're going to play every time.
We don't have to play Sunset Riders
next week. Like, I guarantee you, at least four people who know our show better than we do were like, fucking Sunset Riders, you idiots.
But what, is this 17?
Sure.
17 or 18?
Sure. I think it's, I'll look it up while you talk.
Okay. Yoshi's Island.
Story.
We already did Yoshi's Island.
I wrote down Yoshi's Island on my notes, so I just fucked up all around. Story. I wish we were playing Yoshi's Island. I would love to play Yoshi's Island again.
We want to start over?
But Yoshi's Story. Yeah, all because I said that.
Yeah, let's just start
we'll
over.
Lose all that good age goof that Nicole was super on board for.
That was pretty classic. I guarantee you in 20 episodes we're going to be talking about the age difference and how funny, how well it went over. Like you're gonna post this episode on Facebook and it's just gonna be like it's gonna be the biggest response we've ever gotten.
Explosion. Oathbreaker comes through, we get a million likes, it's gonna be viral.
It'll be good.
Okay, well, Yoshi's Story. while Dave looks that up. But first, I'm your bearded host, Tyler. And I did another midnight text like last week about a regretful recall that I had from my youth. And I don't...
I'm glad you remember that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember getting that text.
I looked through our text messages.
Yeah.
I was like, did I send? Yeah, I did. Okay.
It's number 18.
18? Okay.
It's number 18.
Number 18.
Now we're official.
But when I was in, I believe, fourth grade, I had a friend that he was very good at sports, very popular, even though that wasn't really a big thing in elementary school. Popularity wasn't like a desired thing until like middle school, but like elementary school popularity, no one really cared about. But I wanted to be a lot like this guy. I really liked his handwriting, so my handwriting now is a little bit like his because I wanted to write like him. I looked up to this kid, and I remember, I don't know, it's just one of those weird things you do as a kid that you, as an older person, you can't make any sense of why you would do this.
Yeah.
As a kid, but I remember we were outside for like, I think we got 2 10-minute recesses or something like that back then, and we were during our first one. I told him I had a secret I wanted to tell him. He's like, what is? Like, I'm not going to tell you yet. I don't really have a secret to tell him. I just said that.
You're going
to
make him wait for second recess?
Are we going to make it? Well, yeah, I told him he'll tell you a second recess. And he bugged me all day about it. Like, what's his secret? What's his secret? What's going on? And like all throughout first recess, all throughout the rest of school, all throughout second recess, I still wouldn't tell him.
Your dog died.
that's like when Cockmaster Shake called my mom from school. Tyler's been in a really serious accident. No, I'm just joking. Can I come over? But I made him wait throughout second recess and like the end of the day, and like he asked me what it was. And I knew what I would say, and I was like embarrassed to say it. And he finally was like, what is it? You gotta tell me. I was like, okay. So I just want to tell you that I really look up to you, man. And the look on his face, like, one, I don't think he knew what it meant. Because we were pretty little. So like I told him that, and he just stared at me. And there was like a good 3-minute exchange where I said that. He looked at me and I looked at him. And like he was clearly disappointed. But
you did tell him a shitty secret.
Yeah, and still he didn't know what to make. Even if he understood, he didn't know what to make of it. So like eventually he just kind of like put his books in his book bag and picked it up and just got on the school bus.
That's the last time we ever saw him. We've got him on the show tonight. I'd like to introduce
Oh man.
I'd like to introduce the real Tyler Holland, who our bearded host has absorbed his identity.
I Kirby'd that kid the next day. No, I ended up like we were friends throughout elementary school, but come like middle school, like we just didn't speak anymore. And now he's quite the prolific meth head.
Yeah.
However, his high school call to fame was that he could suck his own dick.
Yeah.
So
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Why would you go to meth if you could do that?
Yeah. Well, I guess it's a good way to get meth. Like, hey, give me that. Oh, well, would you watch me? Like, I remember that's usually that would be always be his bet for something. Like if he was with a girl, he'd like, I bet blah blah. If I can do it, you have to flash me. If I can't, I'll let you watch me suck my own dick.
So it's a win-win.
I only know of one time that he lost, and like when he actually had to suck his own dick in front of like 4 people, like he never made that bet again.
Is he not like super smart?
He's not
is he not like
bright,
an egghead?
No.
Because I feel like
no. I mean, all the smartest kids are all meth heads now.
Hey, look, some people make some pretty unwise decisions. That doesn't mean that they're not smart. But here's my point. Like, if you lose that bet, you can just be like, oh, I can't really.
I can't suck my own dick.
Who the hell could do that? Here's $5.
Now I'm going to push your head down there until you do. You lost the bet. I don't care if I break your back.
You get
the bottom 2 ribs pulled out like Marilyn Manson, and then you can do it.
That's totally true. What's up, Internet? I'm Dave. Man, I am your bespectacled host. I'm in a pretty good mood. Pretty good mood, despite the fact that we were talking about age earlier and how I'm so much older than Nicole. I'll always be older than you. The same amount of old. I'll always be the same amount of old to you.
Yes.
Your Reaper looks at Dave's Reaper. It's like, man, that Reaper's so far ahead of me. Ugh.
I felt really, really, really old today because I was outside. I had a little bit. I had a small window to do a little bit of yard work that I needed to do. There's the first old man trait, I guess, where it's like, there's still a little sunlight, and I need to record at like 7. So yeah, I can do this. I can squeeze this in. Second sign is, all right, there's these like 5 kids, and they're walking down the road. Nicole's already laughing. She's like, man, I don't know what you did.
But like Reservoir Dog style, awful. Walking down the road?
No, they're like elementary age kids. Oh, sorry, I didn't yes and. Yeah, and they were like totally, like they had suits on. And then like this really slow music was playing. And they were like,
Lil really cool. Apostrophe Reservoir Dogs would be pretty good.
With a backward Z. Little Reservoir Dogs. They were just chilling, just doing a thing, walking down the street. And this SUV rolled by. And man, they were just going down the street. And before I even knew it was happening, the words came out of my mouth. Hey, man, slow down. I said that to a person. It wasn't like a thing that I thought. It wasn't like, man, that guy is going way too fast. Those kids are right there. It just came out. And then like, I mean, his windows weren't down. He didn't hear anything. But like all those kids like turned and looked at me as they were walking. They were looking at me like, we're fine. We know how to deal with a guy who's going 15 miles over the speed limit. The irony is, I mean, that's my street, and I totally just blast through there all the time. But not when there's like the group of kids walking down the road. Fuck that noise.
Well, at least there were like kids around. If you just been mowing your yard and thought this guy was driving on your street a little too fast.
That's the next step.
Yeah.
Right? That's the next. I will get there eventually. Nicole, you're laughing, but you'll get there.
I think it's an old man thing, not necessarily an old woman thing.
Yeah, you're right.
So yeah. I don't think I'll get there.
Damn it. Oh, I wanted that. I need that small victory.
I mean, I'd like to say that Josh would get there, but Josh isn't going to get there either.
No.
Like, well, you do most of the yard work in your house, most right? Of it,
yeah.
Josh, what would we do if you like pester him about it?
We actually switched this year. And so Josh has been doing a lot of the mowing and I've been doing the weed eating.
Okay.
So
I hate both of it. I hate it so much. I only do it because my dad bothers me about it until I do. And like yard work is just, man, it's so important to him. Man.
It's one of those things, you know how I like to bring the show back to yard work always. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We've had this conversation before.
We're thinking about starting a yard work podcast.
Yeah. Something about clippings. I don't know. We'll come up with it. It's a bunch of clips when we talk about yard work.
It's just a bunch of clips of us mowing our yard with various different implements. We review different kinds of mowers.
Blender didn't work. I don't know.
We're going to need about $200,000 for a Patreon where we just buy all these different mowers and just do a different mower every week.
I'll just kickstart it.
Different kinds of grass.
Can you imagine how proud your dad would be of you?
Oh, man. He would give me half that if he could be on it. So,
then how about, yeah, let's do that.
See, I'd like to say that I would go like a wise woman once told me, I don't care as long as it looks better than my neighbors. Like, I would totally go with that, but all of my neighbors are older people, so their lawns are fucking immaculate. Once you get a certain age, like, yard, like, going to work, taking care of your kids, and yard work are your three biggest priorities. So,
I think it's because yard work is free to do. You can just do it. It's like it's kind of like how D&D
is. They're not internet people. Yeah. So they don't know. Like they don't know. They can't just get on Reddit. Right. So they go mow,
which isn't free because you gotta. I mean, I guess technically the yard work isn't free either, unless you. I mean, you gotta buy all that equipment, mm-hmm. and then you gotta buy gasoline or whatever.
Or you buy one of those the purely push powered mowers.
The real mower. Yeah, I had one of those. I will say that they suck a lot.
Yeah.
Because when we bought this house, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm gonna get this thing. It'll never break down. I'm just fucking buy it for life. Blah, blah, bullshit. Reddit bullshit. I got it out there. The fourth fucking time the wheel came off. And I was like, well, getting a gas mower. I'd fucking Charlie Brown kick that like a kite down the fucking street.
Oh, shit. All right, yard work story, Nicole? Anything? You get anything?
I don't have a yard work story here. No.
Flute story?
College drunk story?
Oh. Funny Josh story? That seemed to get a good response.
No, I don't know.
A being young story? What's, Nicole, tell me what it's like to be young.
What is it like to be young? I mean,
physically you're young, but I feel like you're a very old soul.
Right, exactly. Like, there are things that you brought up on the show before that I didn't like that, YouTube person. I don't know who that is.
PewDiePie.
Yeah.
I'm an avid fan now. Yeah. I subscribe. I watch all of his stuff.
I've always been a very old for my age person though. So
I believe that wholly and completely.
I was, and I made a conscious decision to stop being like that. Not because I didn't like it, but
I'm going to be on fleek from now on.
Yeah, I want to be, you know, really, I want to be like the hip, cool neighbor that all the kids are like, that guy doesn't want me to get splattered by an SUV.
That guy will sell us cheap, like, shitty beer for $20 a pop.
Not shitty
out of
beer.
His shed.
Not shitty beer.
That guy will sell you Milwaukee's Best out of a cooler in his shed.
Please. I mean, if the kids want to come to my house, I'll give them some craft beer.
Open invitation to any kids.
Yeah. I mean, allegedly. Allegedly, I'll do that.
As long as you're not selling it to them, right? It's selling beer to minors.
No.
You can give beer to all the minors that you want.
I'm pretty sure they can catch you for the other thing. What's that charge that endangering a minor? Can they slap that on you
Probably.
For like... making them drink like, I don't know, like 8 or 10 beers.
Man, making them.
Yeah.
You drink this. You drink this IPA.
I hate them. Come here. You got to drink this for me. Someone got me this as a gift and I just do not like it. You want to get drunk, don't you?
All right. Yoshi story.
Yeah. Talk about Yoshi story now. We put it off.
Unless Nicole has an idea. You've talked about like the end of your first date with Josh before, right?
Have I? I don't know.
I don't know. You told me outside of Tadpog. I don't know if you've talked about it on Tadpog. That's a funny story.
Do you know if I've?
I don't remember that.
This
is your first date with Josh?
My first date with Josh. I'll tell the whole date story. Josh picks me up. We've met through friends, and he takes me to dinner. We eat dinner. The check comes, and Josh has forgotten his wallet.
Where did you eat dinner?
A Chinese buffet place.
Okay.
August Moon.
Oh,
okay. That's not bad.
That's pretty good first date material.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the check comes and Josh has forgotten his wallet. So that was a bad start.
I mean, did you pay or did they take a pinky or?
I paid.
You've just been downgraded to hand job.
It's still pretty good.
Still pretty good.
We went and ate at the Chinese place and he took me back to the dorms because I was living in the dorms at the time. And he pulls up and he parks the car and he goes, well, I guess I'll see you around. And I got out and went inside.
Those two people got married by some magic. And that's nothing against Nicole at all. It's just like, I can't believe like that guy who was just like, well, here we are.
I don't have any money. I guess I'll see you around. I mean, I owe you $20, so.
Like, I can't wrap my around. Like, how did he get to the point where he was like, marry me? Oh, that's a good story. I like that.
How did he ask you out? Like, were you all together? And he was, because I can't imagine Josh asking a girl out on a date.
He called me, and asked me, because I had been over to the house with the intention of being set up with one of the other friends.
You slept with one of the other friends, so we won't go on about that part.
And then after I left, I told my friend, I said, well, I really like the other guy better.
I'm the other guy.
So she gave him my number and he called and asked me out.
That's pretty good.
That's a bold move for Josh.
Yeah.
Because just about like all the other girls that Josh has dated, we basically like trussed up and brought on silver platters and Josh would be like, okay. Like no effort required. Like we basically like pick up and marionette Josh to like 3 dates in and then we back off. That's pretty good.
Man, I hope the mics pick that up.
Yep. All right. Yoshi's story.
Yoshi's story.
Dave, do you hear that?
Yeah, I do. It's the... It's the Josh asks the podcast out on a date.
We're watching TV.
Train?
I think you're, you know, cute enough. So
what's that train? What's that train look like? And how fast is it?
It's about a six.
Yeah. I do hear that train. I do hear that Josh asks our podcast out on a date train, which of course ushers in a segment that we like to call here, Dave Reads from Wikipedia. Okay, guys. Yoshi's Story, released in Japan as, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yoshi Story, or as it's known, I mean, we can roughly translate that to Yoshi Sutori, is a side-scrolling platform game published and developed by Nintendo for the Nintendo 64. It was first released on December 21st, 1997 in Japan, March 10th, 1998 in North America, and May 10th, 1998. And is it PAL or is it PAL? I don't live in this region, so...
Let's just say PAL. See,
you think?
Yeah.
Because we say NTSC, but that's because it can't be... I mean, we don't say NTSC.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just fun to say PAL. There are PALs over there.
It's fun to say PAL. It's like you have a friend.
Man, when I said it's, I think you made the there are PALs over there joke like 2 years ago. I think I just necroed a joke from our own fucking show. It was later re-released on the Wii's Virtual Console service on September 17th, 2007 in North America. Guess what? It also came out in the other regions. Known as the sequel to the SNES title Super Mario World 2, Yoshi's Island, the game continues within the platform genre, presenting gameplay similar to its predecessor. However, Yoshi's story turns in a more puzzle-oriented direction, with the aspect of challenging, or I'm sorry, an aspect of challenge being foremost tied to the achievement of a high score by strategic means. I don't think I played that game, but that's what Wikipedia says. Taking place within a pop-up storybook, the game features vivid pre-rendered 3D graphics illustrating worlds that are crafted from different materials, such as cardboard, fabrics, plastics, and wood.
Mm-hmm. Nicole, you go first. You go first before Dave and I open our stupid mouths.
I'll go ahead and say, since you didn't ask, I did play this game as a kid.
Hey, Nicole. Did you play this game?
I did.
When I was 18 years old?
When this game came out, I was in the fourth or fifth grade when this game came out in 98.
I was 16. Yeah. I wasn't far off. I mean, I didn't realize I was really wasn't making a joke when I was like, did you play this when I was 18? Yeah, I mean, you pretty much did.
Yeah, I played it as a kid and I enjoyed it. And playing it again, it wasn't, I mean, as good as it was when I played it as a kid, but I still really liked it.
What was different about it? I mean, you said it wasn't as good playing it as an adult. Like, was there anything specific that...
I didn't feel like it was as entertaining, but I think that's just because it's just geared toward a younger audience.
I think you're 100% correct about it being geared for a younger audience, because I did not play this game when it came out. My biggest complaint about this game was that it was... boring to me. It was a boring game. And that's probably the right answer for a 33-year-old to like give. Because it's a really
shoots
really,
and ladders. Like, man, it just was. I was kind of bored. Hi ho Cheerio, pick up the cherries. I was bored.
It doesn't have the nuance of a skill based game. All the shoots and ladders just luck based. It's not for me. What do you think, Tyler? But not a shoots of ladders.
Well, see, here's the even though I love shoots of ladders. It's no Don't Break the Ice, but what? See, this whole series is hard for me to play because I know you didn't like it very much, but God, I love Yoshi's Island.
It's okay.
I love everything because
I liked it
because they took a theme and just fucking went with it. Like every iteration afterward, they're trying to make this fucking stupid blend of 2D and 3D of like not I've played this and then now the DS Yoshi's Island. Yeah. And it's just like, man, whatever team came together to make Yoshi's Island must have disbanded, and they cannot get these people back together. Because I've just, they cannot hit the charm for me that the original Yoshi's Island had. Because the art is timeless and vibrant and bright. I mean, it's just, it's wonderful in the Super Nintendo version. But like all the other, they're trying to force in this 3D that just, it defeats the purpose of the cardboard and the cartooniness. And like, I feel like what it's supposed to be, you shouldn't have like all these 3D elements. Like, pick what it's supposed to be like in the Yoshi's Island and go with it. But, and then putting all this 3D out there, one, ruins a lot of the, ruins the charm effect for me. And two, the controls and everything on Yoshi's Island were so tight.
Yeah.
Every iteration I've played, especially this one, I think the biggest gripe I have against Yoshi's Story is I think the controls are unforgivable. I got used to them, but I think they're awful.
Like, specifically, do you have an example?
Well, it's your walking speed compared to your running speed are complete opposite ends of the spectrum. You're just frustratingly slow if you're trying to walk, or you're running
Kirby slow.
Yeah, Kirby slow, or you're running very, very fast. There's no good medium to it.
There's no six.
There's no, I want my Yoshi, I like my Yoshis like I like my Josh. I know this about
you. I know this about you. That explains that tattoo you have on your chest. Where it's Yoshi scroll work at top, and then the big six and a heart, and then Josh scroll work at the bottom.
Yeah. It's what's the picture of God reaching down to Adam, but it's Yoshi Temple. And Josh. Yeah. Yeah.
It's Yoshi's tongue instead of God's finger.
And I feel like whenever I overcorrect constantly in this game. It's almost like several times I felt like I was on an ice level because like I would jump and I keep going or I don't go far enough. You can't run into any items. You walk past any item you want to get. So you have to stop and eat it. I hate that. I hate that element to it.
You don't have to stop and eat it. You can eat it as you're walking.
Well, yeah, but like if I'm running like on a platform, I expect to be able to like run and jump, but running through all the gettable items usually isn't something that happens. I don't like that I have to eat it.
Mm. Like if you run, are you saying if you run through a group of items, you don't collect all of them?
Collect any of them. You have to eat them individually.
I guess I didn't notice
that's
that.
That's just the fruit. That's not like the little coins and stuff.
No, the coins you can collect. It's just the fruit.
When the fruit is
like the basis super of the important. Game.
There are really cool things about this game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that, I'm not just saying
it's
that.
It's not a terrible game.
Yeah.
I just, for my love of Yoshi's Island, when I only want more of that, yeah. I'm constantly disappointed in that regard.
Here are my big complaints. Were you finished? Or did I completely just
nope, go ahead on that? Stop me from pitching.
I think that this game had some really cool stuff that I haven't seen in other games before. Here's what I liked about it. I liked the way they treated lives. Instead of having lives like you do in a traditional platformer game mm-hmm. where it's a number, there are a number of Yoshis. There's a green one, a red one, a blue one, a yellow one. I mean, just imagine a color. If it's
a strange lavender one.
Yeah. If it's a Skittle, it's a Yoshi. Let's just put it that way. And then lavender. Throw that in there. If it's a Skittle or a candy heart, it's a Yoshi. What happens when you choose a Yoshi? It's time for a level. It's time for a page in the storybook, which is also a cool thing. Mm-hmm. The aesthetic being a storybook is nice. You pick a Yoshi. If you fuck up with that Yoshi and die, a group of shy guys come and fly you away to Bowser mm-hmm. Jr.'s castle. So you don't lose a life. You physically lose that dinosaur. That dinosaur is gone. Mm-hmm. Unless you find a white shy guy. I don't know why he has to be white. That is Nintendo's own. I didn't just make that up. Mm-hmm. The white shy guy will fly to Bowser Jr.'s castle and retrieve one of the kidnapped Yoshis.
Just because you said that, something I saw on Reddit today on a Today I Learned was the CEO of Japan McDonald's had said, like when McDonald's first came to Japan, that the Japanese people looked the way they looked because they'd eaten fish and rice for 2,000 years. But now that they had McDonald's, they could eat hamburgers, which would make them taller, blonde, and white. Look it up.
Instead, I'll turn them into Ronald McDonald, right?
Yeah. We'll all become... That makes... I would understand that more. Yeah. You look like the pusher if you eat the hamburgers.
There's a real clown outbreak in Japan, and that's why.
I'll put that in the show notes. So you don't just think I'm this horrible Asian versus McDonald's racist.
You've got a really weird hang-up. That's it. I also don't understand why it's a white shy guy, because that dude straight up looks like a Klansman. Like, I mean, it. Like, that was just a poor decision all around.
I kind of like it, though, that it's like a hostage exchange. Like, you take the shy guy and then you trade him off to get one of your own back.
I think everything, like, everything except for him looking like a grand wizard, I think is cool. Everything about it is cool other than that racist stuff. I also really enjoyed that they were true to the aesthetic, and they don't pull punches on that. Like, right from the beginning of the game, it starts, and there's, like, what sounds like Alvin and the Chipmunks singing a kid's song. Mm-hmm. And, like, because I turned it on, and it was like, I get it, right? They know what they're doing. They know who they're shooting for. But, like, I turned it on, and it was like, oh, no. I don't know. I don't think I can. But... here's the good thing about it. Henry was in the room with me. I had him laying right next to me in bed. That game came on with the bright colors and that music, and he was transfixed.
He was transfixed.
Mm-hmm. He could not look away from the television. I played the game for like 2 hours straight before he was like, oh, yeah, I'm hungry, Dad. Like, wah, wah. But even then, he was still, like, looking at the screen. So, I mean, that is cool. That tells me something, that they made a game that is bright, colorful, and, I mean, if one-year-old and six-month-old could play the game, they would probably really like it. Mm-hmm. He did, actually. This is a total fucking thing that no one wants to hear, but at one point he was in my lap and I did have the controller, and this is the first time he has looked at the screen and like tried to hit the controller. So like I thought that was really cool.
It's bad that it has to be on the N64 controller, but
I told him, I was like, this isn't normal. Don't worry. They normally don't have these like prong. It normally doesn't look like a shitty trident.
No, humans didn't used to have three arms. I promise.
I also like that it's a non-traditional level or a win condition. Normally, like in a platformer, there's a start and there's an end, and you travel to the end. It's not like that in Yoshi's Story. I feel like I've talked a really long time. So, Nicole, you've had the most experience with this game. I think you probably do the best job of explaining how you complete a level in Yoshi's Story.
Eat a bunch of fruit.
Because I mean, I didn't look up anything about this game. I don't have the instruction manual. I just took your copy, put in the N64, turned it on, and played it. And I missed so much because I had no idea. And there's no – you have that little box that you hit that'll give you vague instructions.
Did you read that shit? You got to read that shit.
I did. Okay. And, like, it helped me some. But overall, like – because, of course, I didn't know – but I never got a white shy guy until I watched Nicole play through when she got over here earlier. But there's the white shy guy. You can also find a hidden white Yoshi and black Yoshi.
Oh, that's cool. And what do they do? They're just extra lives?
Their egg explosions are bigger.
Okay.
And they like the chili peppers.
Oh, okay. Because there's fruit and then there's chili peppers.
Yeah. No other regular Yoshi likes the chili pepper. And it takes away from your fruit total. Yeah. Should you eat one. But because I was just like, I'm playing like, oh, okay, this is pretty easy. All right, what happens if I get all the fruit? Okay, the level ends. Was that supposed to go to the end of the level? Okay, I'm at a new world. I don't go to 1, 2, 3, or 4. Okay, I'm at a new world. All right, well, okay, I'll eat all the fruit. Do I? No, okay, I'm going to another world from eating all the fruit. Okay, huh. And I did that for a little while. Then it's like, okay, well, there's Baby Bowser. Okay, I'll be Baby Bowser. Okay, the game's over. Okay, 6 stages. Okay, well, the game's... All right, we got their tree back. So, all right.
It's a fruit-eating simulator.
Pretty much.
They're like, is this a fruit? Yes. Is this a fruit? Yes. And then they throw a chili pepper in there. Is this a fruit? Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. All right, you pass. Next stage.
You get the happiness tree. Because, like, the song, because, Nicole, you told me they're saying...
Be careful.
Be careful.
That's what it sounds like. Is that really what they're saying?
Or
is it just... Okay.
To the best of my knowledge, is but what they're saying.
While Henry was transfixed, so was Kenna. And I had her in her pack and play. And she's standing up and... watching it bobbing along, dancing along when the, because I've never heard her do this with anything. When the song comes up, then she starts going along with it.
Yeah.
So we both brought our kids that much step closer to making them like us. That's why you have kids. You make them like and hate all the same stuff you do.
Yeah, that's in the...
You want to name something and teach it your values, and that's about it.
That is what they tell you in the hospital before you leave. They're like, definitely don't put any like blankets and stuff in the crib because they will suffocate. Also, make sure that you... This baby's got to like all the things you like. Otherwise, we will come and get it from you.
Let's see. What did I like about this game? It was entertaining enough. I feel like... maybe if I just like... hadn't had any familiarity with the Yoshi's series of games. Like, Yoshi's Island is a difficult, like, it is a hardcore game.
It is a difficult game.
So this being what comes after that, I would have naturally assumed, if I had an N64, okay, this is the sequel. This is going to be good. Pop it in, and I would have been like, what's going on? So, I don't know. Maybe back in the day, there was more of a disclaimer about, like, it being geared for a younger audience, maybe on the they would have the ESRB rating on the cartridge.
I mean, like, warning: this is for children.
Thank you, children. Thank you. Like Resident Evil comes up giving the warning violence. I want a warning. Take this back if you're like older than like 14. Ralph Nader should be on warning kids games for adults.
I like that it was really cute. I mean, I feel like, you know, it's Yoshi's cute. Yoshi made cute noises and had cute animations. Mm-hmm. I like that it was cute. He growled at things. I like that a lot.
The Poochie's in the game. Mm-hmm. That's not just a made-up character from
He's a much smaller Simpsons. Poochie. Because I know in Yoshi's Island, he was large. You could ride him and he would just tear through shit.
I forgot he was in Yoshi's Island.
Now he's much smaller and he... Because now Yoshi apparently also has a very keen sense of smell. Because while I'm... In the first level, there's like something that I guess is supposed to be an elephant, but it looks nothing like an elephant blocking your way.
With a street sign?
Yeah.
It's pachyderm.
Pachyderm. I had no idea how to get past it. I had to look it up. Because, like, I hit that box, and I guess I read it wrong, saying that you need to give him something.
No, that so is I'm vague like, as shit.
I'm like, well, okay, I'm getting this fruit, so I'm pressing all these buttons. Like, how do I give him fruit?
I went back to the beginning of that level, because I was like, I got to find what the elephant wants. I got to the beginning, and I was like, I didn't see anything an elephant would want.
Yeah, I didn't know, like, why. I guess the game is like, some people are just jerks, and you have to knock them around a little bit. It's what the moral of the story is dealing with pachyderm. So, yeah, you do a... ground pound jump in front of them and he falls over and you jump over him. But that was
so
vague.
You give him a ground pound.
Yeah,
that hint is really bad.
Yeah,
I mean it is pretty bad.
I forget what my point was. Start complaining about pachyderm.
You were talking about difficulty.
Because other than that, it was just trying to figure out what I had to do. I feel like it was very easy. I guess again, you're right. Like. Being older, maybe if I was younger, I would have appreciated it more.
I didn't think that it was easy when I was younger. So,
I mean, I was playing Yoshi's Island when I was in fourth and fifth grade, and that's a much harder game, and I appreciated that then. So, I don't know. I probably would have still, even at that age that it was intended for, I probably would have been very impressed by it.
I think there.
Okay. I'm just saying.
I think there are two big factors that make Yoshi's Story easier than Yoshi's Island. Baby Mario's not in this game.
That I do like. That I do like. Not having it and it being hit-based with the flower and everything. That is better. That is a lot better.
So that automatically makes the game way easier.
Yeah.
Because losing Baby Mario in Yoshi's Island and like trying to retrieve Baby Mario was like how you died always. I mean, just this is how you died.
Yeah.
And if you didn't... if you didn't die that way, you just lose Baby Mario to the Shy Guys and you're done anyway.
Yeah.
So that, and they changed the egg throwing mechanic, because now it's not a meter that bounces from like a 10 o'clock to a 2 o'clock on a clock that bounces back, that oscillates.
Like a metronome.
Yeah, exactly. Like a metronome. Now it is something that you totally just control. Like you hold down, I think, the trigger button, and a reticule shows up and you just kind of place it where you want it to be. Which opens up a different kind of way to play the game, but it also makes it like way, way easier to control where the egg's going to go, I think.
Yeah, I could get, because I sat down and played this game and it's like, oh, it's over. You can get lost in it. As opposed to, I agree with Yoshi's Island, like losing Mario was so jarring, you couldn't just like zone out and play that game and really get into it because it was such a shock. Like it intended like the baby scream, which is like your biological to set you on, you know, raise your hackles. So so in that regard, that is a step in the direction I would have liked the series have taken.
In true Tadpog professional form, Tyler, I remembered what you were talking about when you lost your train of thought talking about pachyderm.
Yeah.
I think you're about to tell us about Yoshi sniffing.
Yeah, because whenever I was pressing all those buttons trying to give the elephant fruit, I could press a button and it zooms way in on Yoshi and he just starts like, and I'm just like waiting. I'm like, what is this doing?
It's his coke habit. Yeah. he starts rubbing his gums.
And then like I zoomed out. And you don't hit one of those question buttons that helps you along, telling you what that is. So play through the game having no clue whatsoever what was going on.
There's hidden. That's how you find hidden stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That or that Poochie.
Poochie. That Poochie.
Because there are a lot of weird elements that I had nothing until I looked at a fact after I'd beaten it.
Yeah.
Because there are all these hidden melons on the stage and. I wish you could have eaten a melon and gotten like a special power like you did in Yoshi's Island, like spitting fire or spitting seeds or spitting ice, but they're just points. And every Yoshi has a favorite fruit.
Right.
And a favorite flavor of Shy Guy. Mm-hmm. Like they prefer their flesh to have a certain flavor when the carnivorous Yoshi eats Shy Guy. And thankfully the Shy Guy dress according to flavor, because whatever color the Yoshi is, they prefer the same color Shy Guy.
They're like flamingos. You know how flamingos get their coloring from whatever the shit is that flamingos eat? The shrimp? They eat shrimp?
Yeah.
Like, am I totally making that up? Is that like a flamingo legend? It's true.
It's Nicole's favorite animal. She should know all about our flamingo lore.
It's my favorite animal to see at the zoo, but I don't know anything about it.
Next time you go, impress Josh and be like, you know how we have pink flamingos and white flamingos?
I'll tell him.
And I bet he'll be impressed.
I don't think he'll be impressed.
he'll nod and then keep walking.
Yeah. He gets frustrated because every time we go to the zoo, we have to stop and see the flamingos. He's like, why don't we see something else? We've seen flamingos at every fucking zoo we've been to.
Is Josh like my dad? Like, he only goes to the zoo but will not look at anything he's seen before. Exclusively new animals. I don't give a shit about tigers, lions, rhinoceros. New animals, or man, get the fuck out.
You go to three zoos and you're about done, right?
We go to a lot of zoos and we generally look at pretty much everything, but we have the staples that we have to go. Like, we don't care so much about seeing the monkeys as much, but yeah.
I love you and Josh loving zoos, because I remember like one of the best you guys have ever made me feel, I think, was like, do you want to go to the zoo? And I was like, no one's ever really asked me before if I wanted to go to the zoo. I love the zoo, even though I have like some weird like moral things about the zoo, but I do love the zoo. I like looking at those animals. So yeah, you guys made me feel really, really good when you asked me if I go to the zoo. So thank you for
that. That was a good day. I was really afraid about with the birds when we were in there with the birds that were with us.
We were in there with the birds. I have photographs of the birds on me and my just my stupid face. They're all over me.
That's one. Like, I guess because I never had birds as a kid, I don't understand the appeal of birds as pets. Because like they can sit on your finger. You can't really like snuggle the bird, or I guess you can sort of pet the bird, but you got to be really careful.
You're talking about like
parakeets,
like birds or fish or
I don't get fish either.
Like you're talking about all the same stuff. You're like you just look at them.
Faux pets, kind of.
I like interactive pets.
Interactive pets,
which is strictly mammals.
Yeah,
I guess you could get a snake out and play with it.
Yeah, but it doesn't know you're playing. Like a dog, like a dog knows when you're playing. A snake is just like, what can I murder in here? One day I'll be big enough to eat that man.
I really want a guinea pig, but
yeah,
I like guinea pigs.
Josh says that the cat will eat it, so we can't have one.
No,
I mean probably not in one bite.
Neither, I mean. Meg had a hamster named Norbert, and like we thought the cats would fuck that hamster up. But whenever we pull out the hamster and sit on the bed, and the cats would just like get real close to it. Like they sit outside its cage like they wanted to fuck it up.
Yeah.
Pull the hamster out, and they were just like, oh shit. sniff. Bat, 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 bat. Where's he going? I don't know. Don't chase him. Just let him go.
I'm curious of the train of logic where it's like you set the cage down and you're like, oh man, those cats really want to fuck that hamster up. Well, time to take it out.
Well, you gotta see how they're gonna react. Controlled environment where you put the hamster between your legs and have the cats outside of your legs and then slowly introduce the dude.
Okay.
It's not like, oh well, throw the cats in the bathroom, open up, chuck this hamster in, shut the door.
I mean, that's kind of what it sounded like. A controlled environment, you know. You put the hamster there and you hold a knife, and if the cat goes for the hamster, you just stab it.
You just throw them all in the bathtub, turn the water on. It's fine.
Let them sort it out. Eventually, they'll learn to work together and build a raft.
Evolve or die. No, like, I'd say my cat River, we've pretty much taken all the ferocity out of the river cat.
I like to think that you have a cat river. not my cat, comma river. My cat river. River.
It's like the sea of slime at Ghostbusters. Yeah. It's just this sea of cats. These must be all the cats who've ever lived.
Your house does not smell good. The house that has the cat river underneath it, whoa.
I've been wanting to say something about that chili pepper every time you've been over on that blog. I'm glad you got it.
We're watching. I mean, we should probably mention something at this point. We've been watching, while we've been recording this, we've been watching Castle of Illusion. Meg has been playing Castle of Illusion, starring Mickey Mouse. So you're welcome for us dividing our attention between you and Meg playing this game.
Right now really she's cool. Floating on moon pies and nutty bars.
Sorry, internet.
So I guess this is like if you were to make the Walmart candy aisle from like 1990, a video game level, that's it.
This game looks fun. I got to play this, I think.
I agree. We should play it.
All right, that's the end of the show. Thanks for listening, everybody.
See ya.
We'll see you on the Cat River.
I guess we should also take a moment, because Nicole was included, and Josh. So we have recorded a gift for our Patreon subscribers in the form of us doing our second part of Zork, playing that. So if you subscribe to the Patreon and you want that episode, send us a Facebook message, tweet us. You can even text the number and say who you are, and we'll make sure.
I just want to say I'm so glad you brought this up before we worked out the details.
Yeah, absolutely.
That doesn't make me nervous at all. Or like, I don't just contact us.
Well, I didn't say when we'll get your contact information, then we'll get it to you somehow, eventually.
Fax Dave at work. Let him know that you're a Patreon donor. But yes, you're right. We did record a what I think is a great episode because Josh and Nicole are there. We're playing Zork. We're recreating the magic of the original Zork episode that everyone craves.
It's good, but I'm to the point where we don't know what the fuck to do anymore and quit.
I feel like we didn't know what the fuck we were doing pretty well the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that is true. There's some fun stuff with the thief. You guys will love it. Yeah. You guys will love it. Yeah,
let Josh me... in a coffin. Good stuff. If you want the episode, just throw in $1 to the Patreon and you can get it.
Why not?
It's
fine.
Why and
not?
That $1 doesn't just get you that episode, it gets you all the episodes.
And much, much more.
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah, I don't know. Just, I guess if, here, let's do this thing.
Okay.
Let's do this thing. If you have donated to the Patreon and you want this Zork episode, just email me. Just email dave@tadpog.com and
what? When you sort through all your spam.
I get
that,
a lot of
that's why I didn't even give the email address because I figured that was just a brick wall. Like,
no, I mean, I'll get it. I get probably two, there's a thing called Service Protector. They really want me to protect my flooring. I get two of those a day. And then once a week I get a, are you losing your hair? We can fix that if you want. And then once a month I get a, make your boobs bigger with this herbal supplement.
Blusant. Yeah.
So emails, I mean, it's okay. I'll get it.
My friend's mom took that.
Yeah.
It's not effective.
Oh, damn.
So remember she was...
I've got a return to make.
She was out of the house one day and we went into her bedroom and pulled a box out that was underneath her bed. And it basically... You can turn your phone on silent. It's fine. It's fine. No, go ahead. Ask Siri something.
I accidentally summoned Siri.
And we pulled this plastic bin out from under her bed and it had a bunch of dildos, vibrators, and bottles of Blusant.
How old were you when you found it?
We were in high school.
Okay, damn. I was hoping you were seven, and you were
we put down Yoshi's story, and then walked in there and found all these dildos.
How does this? I guess this is medicine, and you put it on this, and then I don't know what's next. So yeah, email me, I guess. Mm-hmm. Email me. Mm-hmm. Email me and tell me that you want it. And then I will have no way of checking whether you're a Patreon donor or not. And I'll just send it to you. I don't know.
Oh, shit. Okay. Let's go back to Yoshi's story for a second.
Okay.
Do you have anything
else? If we must.
Because there are 24 stages in Yoshi's story. You can only play one story on one level on any world at any given playthrough. So you can keep playing through, picking a different level every time, and I didn't know that until after the fact, because I was just like, okay, this is the level, this is the level, this is the level, but, so there is replayability, but you're right, it's all about getting the high score, the Yoshi happiness score at the end, to having the top spot, which I missed by 200 points.
Really?
Yeah. Damn it, that Eileen, whoever had that cartridge before you. The boss is Baby Bowser, which... In the Mario universe, I probably like Waluigi more than I like Baby Bowser. He made sense in Yoshi's Island because Mario's little, okay, but they just keep going with Baby Bowser.
It's because he's cute. He's a baby, think he's cute. And the Yoshis are cute.
Oh, no.
It's a cute game.
Bowser Jr., he is cute. I'll agree with you on that.
It's cute.
He's cute.
Cuteness.
I think he's just, man, I think he's just a... Asshole. Just asshole.
I think it does get a little weird when you do have the baby version of Bowser, though, and you don't have the baby version of Mario. Was he successful?
Yoshi's just beating up these babies.
Did he win in Yoshi's Island? And that's where you are now? Where it's he just killed baby Mario. That's why he's not there.
It makes sense.
Maybe it's just that... Yoshi is a good friend to Mario when he needs him, but Mario is not necessarily a good friend to the Yoshis when they need him.
Oh, no, that's totally true. Yeah, you can tell that in Super Mario World, the way you have to abandon those Yoshis whenever you want to get to a higher level. Mario gives zero fucks about the dinosaur kids.
Can't make this jump. Goodbye, Yoshi!
Yeah.
Toss.
Another one of you will hatch. These eggs are fucking all over the place. People don't care. There's no Planned Parenthood on dinosaur land. Don't give a shit.
That's why it was so weird to me. We may have talked about this already, but that's why it's so weird to me when Yoshi became a character where it's like, this is Yoshi. That's who he is. Mm-hmm. It was so bizarre to me because Yoshi is a disposable thing. Yoshi's just a dinosaur that's you find an egg and it hatches and then whatever. He's going to be gone in a second. Doesn't matter. There'll be another one just right there.
He runs off. Another egg hatches. He doesn't somehow morph back into an egg that rolls somewhere else.
I really don't think they thought it through.
They're birthed with saddles and shoes, every Yoshi. Oh, that's my gripe about the Mario universe is those dinosaurs are Just born ready for Mario to ride.
It's a good gripe. It's a really good gripe.
I like the theory about the Mario universe that the crown is a rare and permanent power-up. So, like, Princess has one and Bowser has one. They both have crowns that it's the rarest form and makes you important in Mario. It's just a little tidbit I read somewhere.
I like that, too. I want to know what the lore is behind the scepters in Super Mario Brothers 3.
Yeah, and where the fuck they are now and all those worlds. And, yeah. Are they in, or is there anything like that in Mario Galaxy? Get your attention with your fingers. Because, yeah, I have not played either Mario Galaxy very much at all, and you were the Mario Galaxy person.
She, the...
Rosaline?
Yes, Rosalina. Yeah. She has a crown, so...
Oh, okay. Space crown.
Space crown.
And a star pillow.
Luma. I only know that because of Smash Brothers. Other than music was okay in this game.
No.
You didn't like it?
Nope.
No.
It's cute.
No. I mean, yes, you're right. It is definitely cute. And Henry loved it. He really loved the music. Every stage has, it's like the same song. It's like the same song, but they're like, here it is with like a reggae spin on it. It's like the kids bop of the Yoshi theme. But yeah, you're right. It is cute. And like they really know how to play on a theme. I'll give them that.
And I thought this game probably has the easiest boss I've ever encountered in any game whatsoever.
Is it the sweet tasting boss?
Yes. Yeah. Like normally when there's a boss in any game, whatever your primary ability is, it's not just effective.
Doesn't work.
And that's why it's a challenge. Not this level. The boss is weak to Yoshi's tongue flick, which you can do in any direction, an unlimited amount from any, you know, whatever range.
Rapidly?
Yeah. So you just get done. You got one more after this, and that's Bowser.
They say that you can't lick.
I know. They try to trick you.
No, it worked on me because I was like throwing eggs. I was like, well, I can't. And Tyler's like, will you lick him? I was like, it said I couldn't. I wasn't even going to try it.
We're cut from the same cloth because I also struggled in the beginning too because like I did that. I was like, all right, I can't lick them. The game told me I can't lick them, so I'll try to ground pound them. That didn't work. Let's throw an egg at them. All right, we'll throw an egg at them. That didn't work. I was like, I guess I got to lick them.
See, this totally determines our alignments because you lot of people were like, well, okay, we can't lick him.
Yeah.
I'm like, you don't tell me what I can't lick.
Well, and it's because it wasn't even like the way that it came across wasn't even like a taunt. It wasn't like, ha ha, I bet you can't lick me. You know, like some bosses will like taunt you.
It was like in a hint box.
Yeah. It was like, oh, can't lick me. I'm too sweet.
So. On the Lost Island.
That Yoshi did die of diabetes shortly afterward. But
on the Lost Island, you are our lock, Tyler.
Okay.
You never want to be told what you can't lick.
Yeah, I killed Josh in an explosion trying to get places. Like, it's bad. It's bad. So, yeah, so that means Josh is the boon in our Lost
Island. I love
island.
That. I think that's the weirdest thing, but okay. I'll never be able to look at Josh the same.
or boon anytime you watch Lost or Vampire Diaries. So, no, you're huge on Vampire Diaries.
I love it.
You were for a while, Nicole, and you since...
I really like Vampire Diaries.
Because I haven't heard you talk about it in a while. Like,
well,
you did binge on it.
I don't have any new stuff to watch. I mean, I'm not just going to watch it over and over again.
You don't really love it then.
I do really love it. One thing that I'm watching right now that I do love enough to watch over and over again is Ghost Adventures. That's what I've been watching a lot of recently.
I like the male version of Vampire Diaries, Vampire Journals. I take it very serious. I can't watch Vampire Diaries because it's a girls' show. But a serious Vampire Journal, that I can do.
It's good. What's been on my TV at home, basically just on repeat, is Friends. It soothes Meg, so she just constantly keeps. Well, all 10 seasons have just been on repeat over and over.
It's a very stressful time for me right now.
I get it. The Office is like that for me. When it's super stressful for me or I have a lot of work to do, I will put season 3 of The Office on every time. Mm. And I will just...
Go to Albuquerque.
Yeah, I'll just go to Albuquerque. I will, though, watch season 3 over and over and over again. That's just my thing. It's my happy place.
And I don't mind Friends being on. I'll still, like, I pause it when I go to the bathroom. You know, if I really didn't care, I would just get up and go to the bathroom and come back.
Does Meg scream like really loud when you pause it?
Yeah. It's like Jackie someone out of the Matrix. She does not like it. Did you guys have any achievements for this game?
No, I didn't. Nicole?
I don't either. I will say, though, I did like this game, but I don't think that it was better than some of the other games on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that it was better than Pokemon Snap, for sure.
I agree with you. Absolutely. Pokemon Snap was... I know we're not through the list, but I think Pokemon Snap's too low on the list. Mm-hmm. I think Pokemon Snap, Resident Evil 2... Mario Tennis. I know you probably disagree with me on Mario Tennis, but I think those three games so far, those should be ranked better.
Yeah. I've got two. My first one is White Power. And you do that by clearing all the levels as the White Yoshi.
Okay.
And the other one being Christopher Meloni. I know it's Maloney, but... And that is...
I know it's Maloney, but for this achievement to work...
It's Maloney. And that is, you collect 40 melons.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I see why you did it now. Yeah.
That's all I got.
I'm not going to do it.
Come on.
No, I'm not going to do it. I think it could be really funny, but I'm not willing to make that. I'm not going to take that risk. I just gave my email out earlier. I'm not going to take the risk of saying the thing I was going to say. How about Yoshi's Epic Yarn? And unlock that achievement. You finish, I think, the third world, which pretty much looks like it was made out of craft materials.
Yeah.
Which, as I was playing it, I was thinking the Sky World.
With the snakes.
Yeah, the one with the snakes.
With the weird dog water weenie snakes that are just.
Yeah, this game does it has some real Adventure Time moments, and that was one of them where it's you're riding these multicolored hot dog snakes. That's the best way to describe them. So while I was playing this world, I couldn't help but think, well, this is where they got the idea to Kirby's Epic Yarn. I mean, the background looks exactly like a Kirby's Epic Yarn level.
Yeah. As far as me bitching about the controls, strangely enough, and I told Nicole this, she was like, I've never heard someone say that before. I thought the best level in this game is the water level because you by far have the most control of Yoshi that's easy to navigate in the water level. Okay. That level I actually enjoyed, and I was sad that I could control so well.
Yeah.
I got all the fruit immediately, and it was just over, gone. So, water level, it was the funnest thing to do.
Hey, Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
Bet you didn't think I was going to notice you stroking your beard over there.
I did it pretty subtly this time.
I didn't notice it first, but then you made eye contact with me, and I was like, "Oh right, I got to do the things."
David, I have a code. Whatever, we're out of shit to say, and we're just kind of sitting there. I'll rub my beard, and then that makes him ask me a question about the beard.
I'm like a genie like that. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
I've had a lot of fun today. I've had a lot of fun. This podcast is almost as long as this game. So, if someone wanted to buy this game and just play it while they listen to us kind of bitch about it, well, Nicole says good things about it, you can probably do that. If you were to give this game a beard, Tyler.
Man, if you're able to listen to our podcast, you're probably too old for Yoshi's story.
Yeah, or you're at my house drinking all my beer. If you were to give this game a beard, that sums up how you feel about it, what kind of beard would it be, Tyler?
There is a SNL fake commercial for baby toupees.
Yes.
And at one point, the baby has a beard. So I'd give it the artificial beard of a baby.
Not an actual baby. The baby beard. Or a baby.
I give it the beard that's on the baby. But you probably need to see the whole picture. You need to see the beard on the baby.
Okay.
The baby has the beard equipped.
So you don't take the beard from the baby and put it on your face?
That'd be way too small.
Okay.
You just kind of hold the baby in front of your face?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Maybe like a strap or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
special head harness.
Yeah.
It goes around the back of your neck. It's like a feed bag. It's got a baby in it.
It's a baby with a beard.
I get the weirdest looks at the McDonald's Playland.
You just got a baby on your face and you're playing. Hey, you're too old to be this. No, I'm a baby. Look at me. And you just shake the baby in front of them.
I realize it's very limp. What do babies eat again?
Make nuggets, and you're just slamming food on the baby's face.
We're both fathers, by the way.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Don't call the law, please. That's a very Kentucky thing to say. Don't call the law on us, please.
I almost made a comment. Because I've heard my father say, I don't think it's just a Kentucky thing. I think it's a very Southern thing. Mm-hmm. I've also heard my father say that. And I remember the first time when I was a kid and I heard my dad say that, I thought, oh my God, we're Southern.
See, I almost said the law because child services didn't immediately pop into my head. So I had to substitute.
Listeners, if you live in the North, do you also say don't make me call the law? What do you say? Like, don't make me call the police.
Police.
The thing that they are. But also imagine in the North, you probably have a good relationship with your police. You're like, hey, what's up, officer? Of course, Krumsky.
McGillicuddy. That's awesome.
Officer McGillicuddy. Yes. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
That was a good beard. Mm-hmm. It led to a really good tangent, I feel like.
Thank you.
If you were to give this game a pair of glasses, though, what kind of glasses do you think you would give it?
Have you guys seen Jerry Maguire?
Not in a very long time. Nicole, you have not seen Jerry Maguire because it came out when you were four.
What year did it come out?
I remember watching it when
1993.
I was five.
See, I was trying to approximate when you'd be that age. I don't know when it came out.
I got really serious for a moment. I'm sure you saw it in my eye because I looked at you like, there's no way it came out in 93, Tyler.
You pull off your shirt, you've got your Tom Cruise filmography. Look down. Somebody look at there, Jerry Maguire. I'm pretty sure it's 1993. But Nicole,
I'll add it to my list.
Yeah. So. Jerry Maguire is like, I've actually seen that. And I like Jerry Maguire a lot. I did.
Okay.
It's like one of 10 movies you've seen.
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't
seen Star Wars. You bet your ass I saw Jerry Maguire.
I thought about throwing this water bottle at you.
Have you seen Indiana Jones? No.
But show me the money.
Have you seen the Goonies? No. Have you seen most of Cuba Gooding Jr.'s movies? Pearl Harbor and Jerry Maguire and part of Snow Dogs that was on Disney one day? Yeah. Yeah, I have.
Omar Gooding's brother's doing really good for himself.
He is in a new TV show called Hollywood, Florida, and it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
So maybe he's coming back.
Does he look weird old? He seems like one of those guys who look weird old.
He looks pretty much the same.
Really?
He's kept in good shape.
That's good.
So okay. But the very cute kid from Jerry Maguire,
yeah,
he's like a toddler.
Well, he's a murderer now. Allegedly.
No. I know he looks weird now.
That's a joke.
He didn't maintain the attractiveness and cuteness as he got older. It vanished. But when he was that age, he was very small, he was very cute, and he had a very small pair of glasses. So I give them the kid who knows how much the human head weighs from Jerry Maguire.
Excellent. I really enjoyed that movie when it came out. I think that you...
We're all going to have to watch it together.
You, me, and Nicole are going to have to sit down. We're going to have to watch it, and we're going to have to figure out whether or not Jerry Maguire stands the test of time. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's back when, what's her name? The female lead in that movie.
I don't even remember.
What? Renee Zellweger. Does not look the same anymore. She looks like a different person than what she was in that movie. So
most of our comments will probably be about that.
Yeah, yeah. She looked really different in that movie. Is that Andy Dick teaching her how to give a blowjob? Okay, well.
Makes sense.
Pretty good movie. Fuck your Star Wars 7. We're going to watch Jerry Maguire again.
Jerry Maguire 2. Electric Boogaloo.
Is it? Wasn't there like a sex? Isn't like Jerry Maguire coming on her while she's doing like a sex party?
Is that Bridget Jones?
I guess. Was it old school? Man, that's a weird cross. Like in my brain, those wires. All clearly, I have one small like megabyte where I keep all of my movies.
It's labeled,
and I've seen Old School as well, so they all just cross together. You know where Jerry Maguire gets blue a job in the NFL? No.
I've got another question for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know how much this game is on Amazon. If you were to buy this game used, Tyler and Nicole, mm-hmm. on Amazon, how much would you expect to pay for it? This is Yoshi's Story for Nintendo 64. It's the game that we've been talking about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. not Jerry Maguire, the game.
Yeah, the sequel to GoldenEye.
$12.
Tyler's going for $12, going with $12.
That's what you were thinking as well, Nicole.
I was
going
to say $12.99.
You frowned fiercely at me.
Are you staying with $12.99 or would you like to
I'm going to say $12. I'm going to say $9.99.
Okay, so we got a $12 from Tyler, $9.99 from Nicole. Actual retail value of Yoshi's Story for the Nintendo 64 used on Amazon at the time of this recording is $16.99. Tyler, you legitimately win this one.
Wow.
You got it without going over. So congratulations.
Good job.
It's rare. It's rare.
It is rare. we place far too little in games, clearly. If you were to take a stab at how much this game is new on Amazon, what do you think? This one's for funsies.
$49.99.
$65.
$225. So
you won that one.
Someone out there really likes Yoshi's Story. Another one for funsies. You want to guess what the Metacritic score is on this game? Yoshi's Story?
40.
What is this on a scale from 1 to 100?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know much about it. I've had to set a number.
You can give me a letter. Give me a letter and I'll convert it to a number.
55.
And
it's a Disney character holding up a baseball and a screw.
It's 65. 65, which is a yellow. That's a yellow number.
Yeah.
So I guess that's medium.
A yellow score.
Yeah. Medium game.
Me, I have trouble trusting Metacritic reviews all that much because it's such an average and people tank that or overrate it all the time. So
you said you didn't know what it was.
I know enough about it from Steam.
Yeah. That's it. That's all my questions. It.
That's all I got. I guess we can wrap it up. Unless anything you want to add, Nicole?
Am I back next week?
Diddy Kong Racing, I think, is next week.
No.
Rogue Squadron.
I'll sit that one out.
Rogue Squadron.
still no.
Monday.
Yep, that's true. Mario Sunshine is what we'll be doing for our next other ship Monday.
So we won't have... I mean, you can't get rid of us for that long.
Oh, okay.
Nope, sorry. 2 weeks? No, not on the N64 list. Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. So to miss the next episode, we'll be talking about Mario Sunshine for Other Shit Monday and Star Wars Rogue Squadron for Original Flavor Wednesday. Probably one of the first times that we've known both of those.
I was going to say, you sound very prepared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess that's what happened when you make a whole tentative schedule for 2015. Yeah. We still really love 5-star iTunes reviews. We lost one again, mysteriously.
Really?
So now we're back to 108. But still, those help us out a lot. Biggest marketplace. We need those. If you want me to watch Star Wars, you know, get ready for episode 7 instead of like all my friends go see it and I sit at home and watch Jerry Maguire followed by Old School and still get all everything fucked up and confused, then please go to iTunes. Leave us a 5-star written review. And if there's a game you want us to play or a guest host you want on a certain episode or a mixture of the two, just include that in there. And we promise we will get to it eventually.
Don't worry, guys. Like Tyler said, we're going to be back. We're going to be talking about stuff. There might be some sunshine. I don't know. Maybe. In the meantime, you can always find us at tadpog.com. That's where the show notes live. We're on Facebook. That's facebook.com/tadpog. There's a lot of cool people there doing a lot of cool shit. Tyler will normally make an episode post, and that is the best way to let us know how you feel about the episode. Mm-hmm. Did you really like Yoshi's Story? Let us know. I mean, that's a good place. I mean, usually that's where people let us know that they liked a game that we completely shit on. Or did you play it and you were like, okay, well, that's 2 hours. I sure wish I'd have known that before I bought it. Let us know. You can find us on Twitter. We are at @tadpog_podcast. It's cumbersome. I realize that. Thank you for everybody who is retweeting us, particularly our posts about episodes, or just, you know, anything we say. And thanks for directly tweeting at us. That's cool too. We've got a Patreon, like Tyler mentioned. That is the only way to get the Zork Part 2 episode, unless you trick me, which could happen. It could happen. While we've been recording,
I think your email is therealjoshnames@gmail.com.
I've been operating. I haven't been hitting on all cylinders since we mentioned the Patreon thing, because in my mind the whole time I've been like, all right, how can we make this work? I think this is how we'll do it. Until we come up with something more confusing. If you've contributed to Patreon at patreon.com/tadpog and you want to listen to the Zork episode, email me at dave@tadpog.com and let me know what your name is, your username on Patreon. Because then what I'll do is I'll just check it, we're good, and then I will get that episode.
Answer a small series of security questions.
Yes. You have to let me know where you were born. You have to let me know what your mother's maiden name is, and I need to know the name of your first pet.
Yep.
And the smart thing to do is always choose the same three answers for those questions, but they don't correlate to the actual questions.
Man, I had to answer those a few weeks ago, but one of the questions I chose to answer was, what is your favorite cartoon character?
Oh, man,
so,
what'd you do?
I eventually got it right, like my 10th Naruto character I eventually named. So, not a good one. Not a good security question for me.
You can call us if you want.
Mm-hmm.
You want to call us? Leave us a voicemail? That's great. You can do that 270-883-2555. You can also text, but I promise I'll fuck up reading whatever you texted.
Thanks for coming on, Nicole.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for giving me an excuse to play all these games again.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry that I didn't like this one.
That's okay.
So much.
It's okay.
I was kind of dreading. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to look Nicole in the eyes when we record this, because I know that you'd played this game before and that you enjoyed it.
So. You know who did like it? Paul Kluhl. Ruby Baron Paul Kluhl. So if you want to see him play it, watch Paul playing today, Yoshi's Story. A link to that will be in the show notes. So far, I've got two links for our show notes. So I'll add Jay Maguire in there. We'll make it three. It'll be fine.
Pretty robust. You're not going to be able to find the baby beard. That's just not going
to
happen.
No, that's SNL stuff is such a nightmare to find.
Lorne's like Darth Vader, man. He's got his fist clenched tightly around those clips.
Yeah. How you want to close it out?
Well, Nicole, our intro song.
It's Boofs.
Bye.
Sycamore Drive.
A link to that track can be found where?
In the show notes at tadpog.com.
All right. Now that that's done, we can do some fun stuff.
Now, okay. Nicole, do you want to pick?
No.
But if you pick, you're more likely to do it. And I promise I won't stop and make you be the one that says it. I will do it to completion. That's how I roll.
You're not going to ruin it.
I don't necessarily know that I believe you, but I'm going to do it either way because I promised Jacob that I would start saying it. So.
Don't worry, Jacob. That came with a vitriolic eye roll.
No, that was audible.
No idea?
No.
But whatever we choose, you'll go with it?
Unless it's Josh.
Unless it's the Josh voice.
Mm-hmm. All right, we won't make it Josh. How about, can we do it as
the little kid from Jerry Maguire?
Okay, yeah, that sounds good.
I haven't seen it.
Okay, we're going to pause this episode. We're going to watch Jerry Maguire real quick.
We'll be back.
We're going to come back.
If the episode's late, this is why. We just got sucked into a Jerry Maguire rabbit hole.
You have to watch it like two or three times to spot what all is different every time.
True.
We could also, what else have we brought up?
We could do
Yoshi?
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Alvin and the Chipmunks. Okay, I like Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Everyone's going to be able to understand us.
Mm-hmm.
Be good.
Do it like old school? Thanks. Thanks 10 minutes ago. So are you familiar now with Alvin and the Chipmunks, Nicole?
Mm-hmm.
How much exposure have you had to Alvin and the Chipmunks?
A lot. A lot of exposure.
Well, I didn't know, like, if it was past your time, like, well, you know, it been like, have you seen the TV, the cartoon, mm-hmm. the show?
Yep.
Have you seen the movies?
The movie.
Probably.
Yeah. Where they have the dolls full of cash and the dolls full of diamonds.
Probably. But okay, it's been a long
you
time.
Said probably, so we're going to watch Jerry Maguire and then we're going to watch that Chipmunks movie.
I'm in for that. I am. I'm more excited to watch that than I am Jerry Maguire because I haven't seen that movie since I was like 7 years old. And I remember it being. I remember that being glorious.
That's a good fucking movie. I remember like, I don't know. I remember just this fascination and wonder. Like whenever like the guy walked up and sets like an Alvin doll underneath that mechanical sombrero and it pumps down, slides it out, comes back, that. Opens up. And it's like,
we're watching this. Yeah. We're doing it. We're doing it. For my birthday, I want everybody to watch the Alvin and the Chipmunks movie. I can't even remember what it's called.
For Nicole's graduation and birthday, we had a crawfish boil and presents. But for Dave's birthday, we're going to have an ice cream cake and Alvin and the Chipmunks movie.
I need everyone to dress up as young children. Is that going to be a problem?
And drink all your craft beer.
One of my fondest memories of Christmas growing up was listening to Alvin and the Chipmunks sing Christmas songs.
Oh, yeah.
On vinyl. We had it.
Okay.
Yeah.
On vinyl. So, yeah.
There's pretty a good Patton Oswalt bit about that.
Yep.
About listening to it on vinyl.
See, now, we're rolling out show notes.
Yeah. I don't want to spoil it. It'll be in the show notes, though. I'll pull it up when we're done recording and show you, so you don't have to wait.
Okay.
All right. So, Ivan in the Chipmunk style. Who's going to be what Chipmunk? Because we have three people here.
Oh, I think it's important who's, I mean.
If the three of us were the three Chipmunks, who would be what Chipmunk?
Well, I'm Simon. Clearly.
You got the glasses. That's true.
Nicole
doesn't have glasses on.
But come on, man. I'm the bespectacled host. I got to be Simon.
Who is the female version of Simon? What are the Chipettes' names?
Meg, help us. I know you're playing Castle of Illusion, but.
Don't grab your phone.
Oh, I thought you would know on the top of your head. Yeah. That's okay. It's okay. Roll with it. We'll roll with it. One was probably like Alvinette.
Theodora, Alvinette, and Simone.
I was going to say Simonista. Instead of like...
A Simonista is a woman who very much enjoys Simon's fashion style. So that is exclusively...
Did you pull them out?
Brittany.
Okay, Eleanor is clearly the Theodore version, right?
I think Jeanette is the Alvin one.
I thought Brittany was the Alvin one.
Brittany is the Alvin.
Oh, really? Okay.
And Jeanette's the Simon analog.
Okay.
Because that's how the world works. So we all know, when someone is born, the opposite gender version of them is born at the same time somewhere else.
Because of that, I mean, are we doing expanded universe Chipmunks? Yeah. So then Nicole is Jeanette.
I want to like create an OK Cupid account just to like post the creepiest fucking thing where it's like, if I were Alvin and born, I want to date
looking
someone
for the girl me.
Here's a photograph.
And you put yourself on Twitter. Swipe the other way unless you look just like me with a vagina. It's not weird. Don't mouth. That's weird.
I think it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Just for the record, it was Nicole who mouthed. That's weird.
No, you said Twinder.
Twinder?
Yeah, that's what she said.
That's not what it is?
Tinder.
Tinder.
No. Maybe I did mean Twinder, because if you're looking for your opposite allegory, maybe that's the dating service for you to find your lookalike, and it's called Twinder.
You should copyright it.
I thought that was Tinder for tweens.
That's called Statutory Town. It's a whole different app. Come on down to Statutory Town. No one over 13 allowed.
It's just an abandoned Shoney.
You've got just a wooden plank spray painted and hammered over Shoney's. Statutory Town.
God, like a fucking ghost town.
Free candy.
Sorry for anyone out there who, like, you know,
this episode
found that offensive, which is very well might happen. The thing that I was going to say earlier and didn't was way less offensive than that. So, apologies.
Oh, man. I thought we were going to run short on this episode. So I'm glad we stopped talking about Yoshi's story so we could have a good time. All right. So until next time. Tropical Capricorn! That was pretty much like the chipmunks.
That was really good. That was I got goosebumps. That was really good.
A Simonista, someone always wears like oversized blue shirts.
You know, there's got to be there has to be female chipmunks cosplay out there.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That has to exist.
Man, we have 6 people for Dragon Con. We can do the chipmunks and the chipettes. And Jacob has to be their dad.